Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Gerald Callahan. We're talking about Cattlemen's Congress with Gerald in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Now your class speaker, Sharpen Herbicide.
Wow, thanks everyone. What a ride it's been. Dominant performance in desiccation and weed management. Rapid dry down and defoliation while reducing regrowth. Years of efficiency. And whatever our future fields hold, we'll always deliver that same premium harvest aid.
Sharpen Herbicide, everyone. Your top harvest aid performer in any field. Always read and follow label directions.
Gerald Callahan with us today, one of the folks that helped make the idea of Cattlemen's Congress become reality in 2021. And we're looking to a new year, another round of Cattlemen's Congress coming January 2022. I know the reviews you got from folks across the country were very, very positive.
Yeah, we felt that it was very, very positive. And we stepped up, and in a short period of time, working with Tyler Norvell and Bray and everybody at the OYE staff, we stood up a Cattlemen's Congress with a lot of help from a lot of people. The governor, a lot of people really, really helped us on that. And it was a time and place that the livestock business, the purebred industry, needed a venue to show its wares, needed a place to market some cattle. And because the National Western was canceled and Fort Worth Stock Show was canceled, we had an overwhelming success here. The feedback was unbelievable because we had a theme when we started, and we wanted to have a cattle show for cattle people. We didn't charge for parking. We didn't charge for admission. And we tried to make it as user-friendly for the people that are showing and selling cattle as we could make it. And so we're excited about this year's second go-round of the Cattlemen's Congress. The response from the breed associations, the breeders, and the exhibitors were last year has been very, very, very good. And so we expect to have a very successful event. We've got a lot more time to plan for it. I hope it comes off as well this year as it did last year. But we've been working on it, and we've had a bunch of dedicated people. It takes a lot of help. The state fair and their staff was very, very good to work with. I think it was a boon for the Oklahoma City economy. The economic impact numbers that I've seen were very impressive. And that's one of the things that the exhibitors from around the United States really, really liked. They liked the hospitality at the restaurants and the hotels. They liked how easy it was to get around Oklahoma City. They liked the central location. They liked the friendliness and the culture of the people here and how welcoming they were. And I think that is as important as anything in terms of making it a success and keeping it a success.
One area that will be expanded in the 2022 Cattlemen's Congress, the carload show.
One of the other things that's going to happen is that the pen and carload show, last year we just had a pen show, that's going to be expanded to have carloads. So we think there'll be more bulls there on display that will be available to commercial cattlemen to come and look at. And so we're going to continue to try to emphasize servicing the commercial cattle industry, because after all, that's the purpose of the seed stock business, is to provide genetics and service to the commercial industry. And so we're going to continue to try to move it in that direction.
COVID, of course, was a big deal in January of 2021. There was no active movement to try to bring people in to watch the show interested in the cattle business. However, the hope is here in 2022, that will change.
You need people from not only this state, but from across the country coming and looking at the genetics that they have. And so I think this thing will grow. We've also been meeting, and we're going to have, we think, a lot of international guests this year. We're going to have, we're going to put some money and some time and energy and hopefully some effort into attracting people from Central South America, from all over the world that are also interested in the cattle business and purebred livestock. And so we think that we're going to have a pretty good international component this year. Last year, of course, because of COVID, that really wasn't possible or doable. And so we've had several meetings, and we've got a group that's going to take the lead on that and try to make maximize the international dimension as well.
Gerald Callahan on the 2022 Cattlemen's Congress coming to the Oklahoma State Fairgrounds the first 2 weeks of January 2022. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Peeper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.